While searching through some files recently, I came across an American time use survey published in the journal Sleep in 2014. Though the study was done 5 years ago, I think the findings are still relevant. Now, this study found that work and the time spent traveling to and from work were the primary activities that contributed to sleep loss. But specific work factors played a role in contributing to this sleep loss. Now, early start times were a significant factor in reducing sleep times. Even those starting work between 8 and 9 a.m. got less than 7 hours of sleep, while those starting at 6 a.m. managed only 6 hours of sleep. Having multiple jobs was also a factor in reducing sleep time. One can understand this, especially if one adds in the time of commuting to and from multiple jobs. Now, finally, shift work was found to be a factor in reducing sleep time. Early shift times and the need for daytime sleep are some of the reasons that shift work can contribute to sleep loss. Understanding that work and the specific factors associated with work contribute to sleep loss can help us to identify ways that we can improve workplace conditions and ensure that employees can sleep better, feel better, and work better